in some very nice urine testing books that they coloured in with their crayons of different colours. I have to say most of them were orange because the urine testing of sugar was, if there was lots of sugar in it, it was went an orange colour, and they filled in their books with lots of orange. And I thought at the time, this is a pretty inadequate way of looking after the diabetes, but they were trying and they were doing what was then available. Very, very poor way of looking after the diabetes, as we've learnt since. Although, having said that, if one, excuse me, if one became rather more strict about this and said that perhaps if one could obtain 50 or 75% of blue urines, i.e. no sugar, then almost certainly the diabetic control, the metabolic control, was fairly satisfactory. Especially if, of course, overnight, when one woke up the next morning, the urine test was blue and therefore no sugar was being passed throughout the night, which was pretty good control, especially for children. And so that was Torbay, that was Exeter, and then I obtained my first consultant job in Leicester, a return...
I'll just interrupt you because I'd like you to tell me about those parents' groups in Exeter.
Oh, yes. Now, Charles Fox and I set up this first parents' group, and so we organised just one or two meetings of parents to talk about diabetes. And I remember there were one or two sets of parents who were very, very enthusiastic about the possibility of their children meeting other children with diabetes, getting together at these meetings, learning more about diabetes. But I think they were early days, and Charles and I then left Exeter to go our different ways.